The Good Citizens Agreement is a document that we've put together in collaboration with the parties and organisations of the Alliance to Make Votes Matter. So the Alliance to Make Votes Matter includes all of the British opposition parties aside from Labour, and then a lot of representation from Labour, including the Shadow Chancellor and Kat Smith, who's the Shadow Minister for Voter Engagement. And what we wanted to do was get away from the eternal systems debate, which has dominated electoral reform for, you know, over 130 plus years of us trying to get PR in this country. So as soon as you start talking about voting systems, people are like, well, which is the voting system we should use? And to us, it's not, well, let's all decide on one voting system. We campaign for the principle that seats should match votes, and all votes should count equally, regardless of where you live. And so the trouble is with voting systems is that different principles result from different values. So you might say, I really care about having accurate, diverse representation, or I really care about having strong accountability, or I really care about having a very proportional system. And different people will prioritize different of those principles in different ways. And so people with different values will have different system preferences. And so this whole project was an attempt to say, okay, well, we may have different system preferences, but let's agree on the principles that determine a good voting system and what's outside of scope. So it's those kind of things about proportionality, diversity, local representation, etc. And we've now got agreement from all of these parties and organisations that they would be happy with any voting system that meets the requirements of the Good Citizens Agreement. And we're going to be doing a launch event for this. We're just kind of in the process of pinning down the date today. So it's probably going to be at the start of July now. We'll basically be saying, this is what we think as an alliance. But in fact, we think the voting system for the UK should be chosen by people through a deliberative, informed, citizen-led process. So the kind of citizens' assembly that I was talking about a minute ago, we don't think that politicians should get to choose the voting system. Ideally, it would be chosen by the people in this kind of genuinely democratic, informed, deliberative process.